make up your mind. Tell me, what are you gonna do? It's only me. Let it go.
Online 24/7 365, playing hit music now only on Ignite Radio.
Good morning, I'm Cal Daniels. Here's what's happening inside the Ignite newsroom. Gaza's largest hospital is out of service as it has been out of power since Saturday. The director of Al-Shifa Hospital says that as power runs out, patients and newborns are dying, including 35 babies born prematurely who face possible death. The health ministry says in a statement that three babies have already died over the weekend. A new report released indicates that Canadian rental prices hit a new high for the sixth month in a row. The report says that the average asking price for a rental unit in Canada has reached $12,178 last month, which is a 9.9% year-over-year increase following the six-month trend. Up 14% from October 2022, the average cost of a one-bedroom listing was $1,906. For a two-bedroom listing, the average asking price was $2,255, which is up 11.8% annually. Vancouver remains the leader in Canada's rent prices, with an average of $2,872 for a one-bedroom and $3,777 for a two-bedroom property. Hamilton Street Railway workers enter their fifth day of striking after hitting the picket lines Thursday morning. Workers say that the proposed 12.75% wage increase for over 4 years from the city is not enough to meet the rising cost of living. The city says that its offer will not change, and the union's proposed 23% increase over 4 years is unaffordable. Eric Tuck, head of the Amalgamated Transit Union Local 107, told the Hamilton Spectator that they're more than willing to move off of their numbers and go back to the bargaining table as long as the city is as well, but have heard nothing back from the city. The Grey Cup is coming to Hamilton this Sunday. Festivities will be taking place throughout the city in the week leading up to Sunday. From Thursday to Saturday, fans can explore Fan Central on James Street North, produced by Hamilton Supercrawl. The free event will include live music, art installations, food trucks, and the Hamilton Christmas Market, as well as many other live activities.
An irregular heartbeat can mean that your heart is beating too fast or too slow. It can lead to shortness of breath, dizziness, even death. That's why the Heart and Stroke Foundation funded research into the use of devices like the implantable pacemaker that make an irregular heartbeat regular, keeping hearts beating the way they should. This is what happens when you put your heart into it. Learn more at heartandstroke.ca.
It's been an exciting night of Pee Wee Hockey, Billy.
These kids have really played their hearts out tonight, Jim.
And now in the stands, two moms drop their mittens, and it looks like they want to go. It's Porter's mom and Smith's mom. Smith's mom gets in two right hands.
Porter's got a real big size advantage in this one.
Now Wilkinson's mom comes in from behind. Wilkinson pulls Porter's cashmere sweater over her head.
I tell you, that's got to be one of the most unladylike things I've ever seen.
We got parents tearing up everywhere in the stands.
Absolute mayhem.
Relax. It's just a game. A message from Hockey Canada.
Taking a look at sports, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, after beating the BC Lions 24-13, will be meeting the Montreal Alouettes after their victory over the Toronto Argonauts 38-17 at Tim Hortons Field in Hamilton for the 110th Grey Cup. On Saturday, the Toronto Maple Leafs beat the Vancouver Canucks 5-2. Tonight, the Buffalo Bills will be facing the Denver Broncos in Week 10 of the NFL. Taking a look at your Hamilton weather, tonight is going to be mainly sunny, becoming a mix of sun and clouds later this afternoon with a high of 12. Tonight will be mainly cloudy with a low of 1. Tomorrow will be a mix of sun and cloud with a high of 9. Currently, outside the Ignite studios, it's 12 degrees.
Bringing you hit music now, wherever you are, this is Ignite Radio.
Yeah, it's Barbie and it's Kim Petras. Shots, get ready, they may sting. It is Barbie and it's Kim Petras. Main character syndrome, they extras. We ain't answering questions. Click on a b- she finished her sentence.
If you want me, let me know. Tell me now, don't hesitate. If you got one chance, baby, don't let the moment slip away. No, I've been trying to give it to you all night. What's it gonna take to get you all?
Now. Ignite Radio, that was Alone by Nicki Minaj. I'm your host, Sam Little.
And I'm Seth Stark.
And speaking of being alone, Seth, you didn't go alone to Adam Sandler's stand-up show last week, right?
No, I did not. I actually went with my dad.
That's great, you know. And that had me thinking about, you know, going to concerts, shows, and just the whole experience of that. Do you remember your first show or concert?
Actually, that was my first show. Show I've ever gone to, Adam Sandler's stand-up show. I have to say, it met all the expectations I was hoping for and exceeded them.
Oh, wow. So it was a good show. You'd go again?
I would love to go again. And actually, speaking of going again, I'm going to another show soon. I'm actually going to Penn & Teller, the Magicians. I'm going to see them live in Niagara.
Oh, nice. When's that?
It's in about 7 days in about a week, so I'm very excited for that.
Oh, nice. So the countdown's definitely on then, eh?
Yeah, and actually, what was the first show you ever gone to?
The first ever concert I went to was Imagine Dragons at Budweiser Stage. I went with my sister. It was back in 2018. It was right in the thick of exams, actually, so shout out to her for, you know, sacrificing studying to come to an Imagine Dragons concert with me. It was a great show, though. We've seen them, I think, 3 or 4 times now, and they put up a great show every single time.
Oh, I love them. So I would love to know what you guys do, or what show you've got gone to before.
Yeah, so just DM us at Midday Mix on Instagram and let us know your favorite concert memories. And up next, we have Kill Bill by SZA on Ignite Radio.
We constantly hear about well-known celebrities making a difference in the world. There's Mother Teresa, Gandhi, Princess Diana, Bono, Oprah, and many more. You don't have to be famous to make a change. You can definitely start by helping kids in your community. The Rewards Foundation is a Canadian charity that wants to give children the best start in life by keeping them in school and smoke-free. By sponsoring a child, you can make a difference in their life. Motivate a child to graduate smoke-free. Visit the Rewards Foundation at my5k.ca today.
Colon cancer is the number two killer of all cancers. It can affect anyone. But with early detection, the survival rate is estimated at 90%. The key? A simple test you do in your own home.
Hi, I'm Emmanuel Shrieky. I lost my mother to colon cancer. She was only 47. Talk with your doctor and get your test. Not knowing is not the answer.
For more information or to donate, visit coloncancercanada.ca. Colon Cancer Canada. We're behind, you're behind.
Want hit music? We've got it. You're listening to Ignite Radio.
Ignite Radio.
Taxi, and you're telling me you wanna kiss me, but we shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we give it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End, smoke a cigarette and talk about exes, take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, are you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends.
Stop pretending
like we're just friends.
Stop pretending
tomorrow.
when it's over and we're sober. I just wanna believe that you miss me, but I shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Now we're day drunk in the backseat of a taxi, and you're telling me you wanna kiss me, but we shouldn't, cause we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, how you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Maybe we could go get lost tonight. At least we know that we gave it a try. So why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? Smoke a cigarette and talk about exes. Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Why don't we go out and get a drink in the West End? One more dance, how you feeling the tension? Take a couple shots and see where the night ends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends. Stop pretending like we're just friends.
Ignite Radio, that was Just Friends by Virginia DeVegas, and you're listening to The Midday Mix. So, Seth, we're coming up to the end of the year here, and the end of the year always has me think about my favorite movies of the year.
Oh, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So, some great movies came out this year. What's been your favorite that you've seen?
Well, I'm not a huge movie person, but I did see one that I really liked, the Five Nights at Freddy's movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it had some really great stuff in it. I've never actually played the game, but my friends convinced me to go see it, and I loved it. I'm not going to say any spoilers because I know it's, I think it's still in theaters, but it was an amazing movie, so many plot twists. Even after not playing the game, I now know a lot of lore about Five Nights at Freddy's. And how about you, Sam?
I did see the Five Nights at Freddy's movie. It was pretty good. I did enjoy it. Wasn't my favorite of the year, though. One of my favorites of the year was, of course, Barbie. I saw that 4 times in theaters, actually. Because, you know, anything for Ryan Gosling, you know, love that guy.
Yeah, you know, I was going to watch that movie, but just completely forgot. I am probably going to watch it at some point soon on a streaming service, if it ever goes to one of those. Maybe I'll also watch Oppenheimer to complete the full set.
Yeah, you know, speaking of that, I saw Oppenheimer and Barbie the same day. Me and my friends did that whole Barbenheimer thing. It was great. Oppenheimer, for me, probably the movie of the year, if I have my vote with the Academy Awards, which I obviously don't.
Well, I can say that I know what the movie of next year will be, which will be the Garfield movie, which the trailer just dropped today, a couple hours ago. Go check it out if you haven't. But, you know, we would love to know, what was your favorite movie of the year? And also, what's the best movie you're excited for coming out next year?
Absolutely. We look forward to hearing your answers on our socials at Midday Mix Live. And coming up next is our Entertainment Minute and some more great songs on Ignite Radio.
If you've signed your organ donor card, we thank you. But did you know that it's still your family that makes the ultimate decision? That's why you have to discuss it with them. So, if you're listening to this right now with someone in your family, look at them and say, I want to be an organ donor. We'll wait a moment while you do that.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Manley, silver medalist at the Calgary Olympics. Back then, I couldn't imagine the toll Alzheimer's disease would have on my family. If we don't act now, more than 1 million Canadians will be affected within a generation, including people like you and me. We can stop this disease. Researchers are closer than ever, but it won't happen without your support. Please put your mind to it. Help fund the critical research of the Alzheimer's Society.
Visit www.alzheimer.ca or your local Alzheimer's Society to make a donation.
Ignite Radio Entertainment.
The 2024 Grammy nominations were just released with artists like Boy Genius, Taylor Swift, and Olivia Rodrigo. I wonder who's going to win what this year. Speaking of the Grammys, Timothée Chalamet was hosting SNL with Boy Genius, and that was something that I was definitely not expecting. And Timothée Chalamet was finally able to promote his new movie Wonka because the actor strike has finally ended. Now movies and TV shows can resume filming, and actors can finally talk about movies that they are taking part in. Even Obama made a comment praising the end of the strike. I was originally going to talk about the new Inside Out trailer, but a few hours ago, the Garfield movie trailer just came out with the actor Chris Pratt as Garfield, and it looks amazing. And I actually looked at the cast, and the cast is also amazing. I'm Juno, and that was your Entertainment Minute on Ignite Radio.
You want hit music. You want hit music. Hit music. That's all we have. Ignite Radio.
Can't make friends. Pray for better days. Now it's 300K when my day ends. Do you remember last night? Cause I blacked out. In an all white dress with a back out. Said be careful with a heart cause it's fragile. And thinking about a past make a lash out. See with me, it ain't no worries at all. Any problem, I'll be there in one call. If we locked in, you my dog. Fanny, you hang pictures on my wall. Roll one, let's get high tonight. Backseat, Maybach, lavish life. Chilling with the stars like a satellite. AP on my arm and it's shining bright.
Living in the hay, staying in the shade. All I do is sit around and wait for better days. I could use a break. Can I get an amen? All I do is sit around and wait for better days.
Ignite Radio now.
I'm closer to the music. Make me want you. Make me lose it. Oh, come closer to the music. Need all of your company. And I just wanna feel it. Can you feel it? Like a melody in the air. And I don't wanna need it. But I need it. Come get it.
Let's
Ignite Radio. That was These Nights by Loud Luxury. I'm Sam, chatting with...
And I'm Seth.
And we're in between breaks. We were actually talking about what each of us would name our firstborn kid, because that's like the age-old question, you know? So I just wanted to share what we were talking about to our listeners here.
Yeah, there was one name that I was thinking of, and just an interesting one. It's Nevaeh, because it's heaven backwards, and I thought... That was kind of a fun one for a girl, and haven't really thought of one for a boy. But, Sam, how about you? Maybe I will think of one.
You know what? Yours feels, like, so, like, nice and angelic. Me, personally, I'm a massive fan of Friday Night Lights, the TV show, and my favorite character is named Tim Riggins. So, my firstborn will be named Tim Riggins Little in honor of him. I've been saying this for years, and I am not ever going to give up on that. I'm dying on that hill. So, guy or girl, they're going to be named Tim Riggins.
Well, I mean, I did think of a really cute one. It's like, there's a big franchise, and I thought it'd be a cool name. I thought that Pikachu would be a really nice name for a kid. I thought about it before I actually found out about the Pokemon franchise, so I've always thought that would be a really good one.
Oh, yeah, really? Well, you know, that's definitely pretty out there, you know? I'm not sure how, you know...
I think it's pretty normal.
Yeah, I'm not sure how your spouse will feel about that, but, you know, might as well give it a go, you know? But, you know, there's just so many names, you know, which is something to really think about. So, Pikachu, Nevaeh, you know? Why not, you know? I just think names are just so fun to kind of think about, and, yeah.
But we do want to know... What would you name your firstborn kid? Make sure to send us a message at Midday Mix Live on Instagram, and we'll maybe respond to you.
We'll definitely respond. And you've been chatting with Seth and Sam on your Midday Mix.
Hi, I'm Andy Garcia. Shriners Hospitals for Children is dedicated to helping kids do what they otherwise couldn't. That's why their one-of-a-kind healthcare system provides pediatric specialty care to kids with orthopedic conditions, burns, spinal cord injuries, and more. Shriners Hospitals combine their world-class care with state-of-the-art research and teaching programs, all for one purpose, improving the lives of children. For more information, call 1-800-361-7256. Shriners Hospitals for Children, helping kids defy the odds.
Want a unique personal challenge? Try the Arthritis Society's Joints in Motion Training Team. You'll receive a personalized 20-week training program and expert instruction to help you run or walk in a world-class marathon. Joints in Motion supports arthritis research and education in Canada. For more information, call the Arthritis Society at 1-800-321-1433 or log on to arthritis.ca/jointsinmotion. Over 4 million Canadians have arthritis. Go the distance for at least one of them. You'll help millions in the long run.
For those that need to know, here's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
With the HSR strike, you probably have a lot of questions, so I'm here to clear up the air a bit for students. Exams, classes, and tests will all continue as regular, and students are encouraged to reach out to any faculty members if you require support or accommodations during this strike. The City of Hamilton is committed to provide timely updates, so keep a lookout for any additional information. International Education Week is starting today and is running from the 13th to the 17th of November, with events running on multiple campuses with everything ranging from fashion shows and food tours. Come out and experience different cultures and share the good times. With midterms over and final exams on the way, you may want to find some time to de-stress, because it's easy to forget to take care of yourself. Sign yourself up and make your way down to the DBARC for some yoga. It's time to alleviate stress and rejuvenate the mind, body, and soul. Events will take place today, November 13th and November 29th on Fennel Campus. I'm Harrison, and that's What's Up Mohawk on Ignite Radio.
You're listening to Ignite Radio. Hit us up on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Ignite Radio now.
I'm losing my self-control. Yeah, you're starting to trickle back in. But I don't want to fall down the rabbit hole. Cross my heart, I won't do it again. I tell myself, draw the line. And I do. But once in a while, I trip up and I cross the line. And I think of you. 2 years and just like that. My head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, we were such a mess. Why wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Just because it's over.
to try hypnotherapy. I gotta rewire this brain, 'cause I can't even go on the internet without even checking your name. I tell myself, draw the line, and I do, I do. But once in a while I trip up and I cross the line. I think of you. 2 years are just like that. My head still takes me back. Thought it was done, but I guess it's never really over. Oh, we were such a mess. Why wasn't it the best? Thought it was done, but I guess it's never.
Station playing hit music now.
This is Ignite Radio.
Baby.
Ignite Radio. That was Trustfall by Pink, and you're still chatting with Sam and Seth.
What's up?
So, Seth, you're on TikTok, right?
I am. A bit too much.
Fair enough. Did you happen to see the TikTok by the influencer Anna Stanskovsky?
I might have. I'm not sure.
You probably did, because it has 33 million views since last week.
Holy.
And it is a TikTok of her getting her boyfriend's tattooed onto her forehead.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And so she's been catching flack recently on TikTok, all her comments saying, why'd you do this? That's permanent. What if he dumps you? All that stuff. But just last night, she posted a TikTok revealing that it was actually a temporary tattoo.
Oh, wow. That is a good way to get views on TikTok.
Absolutely. And as part of the TikTok that she posted last night, she actually posted about that temporary tattoo, saying that it was more of a message for everyone that, you know, people are going to tell you that you're going to regret stuff and that, you know, everyone's going to kind of make fun of you and whatnot, but to kind of just do your own thing, do what makes you, like, what feels right to you. And I think that's actually a really good message, and it's a really creative way to do it. And especially because she got 33 million views on that TikTok.
Like, yeah, 100%. I mean, it's a really good way of showing it. Like, I mean, stuff you would regret, like naming your kid after a Pokemon, or there's a whole bunch of different stuff like that.
Yeah, and, you know, that's the type of tattoo that I think my mom fears that I'm going to come home with. Just, like, one of those, like, just terrible spot, just with, you know, someone's name. And you never know what's going to happen, so that's probably what my mom thinks every time I come back from a tattoo appointment.
Yeah, I think that if you get a tattoo of someone's name on it, especially if it's your partner, I think that's, like, a 50% chance more of them breaking up with you.
Yeah, and stick around with us on the Midday Mix on Ignite Radio.
At recess, I usually walk around by myself.
Autism can isolate children and their families. Learning about autism can help change that.
One day last year, for the first time, a student asked me to come and play with her. It was one of the happiest days of my life.
To find out how your school can help raise awareness, visit our website or call Together for Autism.
Everyone wants to be included.
If you drive when you drink, your life isn't the only life you threaten.
Hi, I'm Betty, and I'm Ojibwe. Last year, I lost my mom. Her car was hit by a drunk driver. Mom was a traditional dancer, and she could sew, and she made all of the children's regalia. Who will pass on the culture and traditions now?
Think if this was your family. Think of how a senseless act can take away a life. A message from Mad Canada and your Indian Métis Friendship Center.
Please, don't drink and drive.
This is your Way Back Playback on Ignite Radio.
This group was founded back in 1995 under a different name that was changed in 2003. Also, with their first major record also being back in 2003, this group skyrocketed to the top of the charts in the early 2000s. In 2005, their fourth album achieved a triple platinum record in the U.S. And in 2009, this was one of 11 artists ever to hold the number one and two spots in the Billboard 100. They also performed at Super Bowl 45 back in 2011, with genres ranging from hip-hop, R&B, electropop, and just good old-fashioned pop. Some of their songs include Let's Get It Started and Meet Me Halfway. You may be a little bit confused as to who this is, but I will assure you that whenever they come on, I know that tonight's going to be a good night. Coming up next, right now, is I Got a Feeling by Black Eyed Peas on Ignite Radio. I'm Harrison, and this is your Way Back Playback.
Tonight's gonna be a good night.
Fill up my cup, mazel tov. Look at her dancing, just take it off. Let's paint the town, we'll shut it down. Let's burn the roof,
and then we'll do it again.
Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it. Tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good, good night. A feeling. Tonight's the night. Let's live it up.
Let's live it up.
I got my money.
Hey,
let's spin it up.
Let's spin it up.
Go out and smash it.
Smash it.
Like on my god.
Like on my god.
Jump out that sofa.
Come on.
Let's kick it off. Fill up my cup.
Drink.
Mazel tov.
L'chaim.
Look at her dancing.
Move it, move it.
Just take it off. Let's paint the town.
Paint the town.
We'll shut it down.
Shut it down.
Let's burn the roof.
And then we'll do it again.
Let's do it. Let's do it, let's do it, let's do it, and do it, and do it, let's live it up, and do it, and do it,
do it,
and do it, do it, do it, let's do it,
do it,
let's do it,
do it,
let's do it, do it, do it, do it. Here we come, here we go, we gotta rock,
rock, rock, rock, rock.
Easy come, easy go. Now we on top,
top, top, top, top.
Feel the shot, body rock, rock it, don't stop.
To Ignite Radio. Bring the world hit music now.
I go dancing, same old bar we used to go. I tell all my friends, I pray to God that he don't show second chances. They all ended long ago, but I wear this makeup, gaze for makeup. And I tell myself I'll try to get you off my mind. So I go dancing. I close my eyes so I don't see. But I imagine you're right here, right next to me. 3 a.m. here again. And I'm still staring at my phone. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. To get you off my mind. So I go dancing. I close my eyes so I don't see. But I imagine you're right here, right next to me. 3 a.m. here again. And I'm still staring at my phone. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own. If we're not dancing, I'd rather dance on my own.
Ignite Radio. That was Frank Walker with I Go Dancing. You're listening to the Midday Mix on Ignite Radio. I'm Sam.
And I'm Seth.
So, Seth, most people who know me know I'm a massive Robert Pattinson fan.
Oh, absolutely.
It has been nearly 15 years since the first Twilight was released. So, keeping with our Midday Mix tradition, I've prepared a quiz for you.
Oh, boy.
I have selected some quotes from these movies, and you're going to finish them.
Yeah,
okay?
It's a good thing I've never seen the movie.
So, first quote. You nickname my daughter after the...
Hot dogs.
Close. The Loch Ness Monster.
Close enough, I guess.
All right, second go. Hold on tight.
To my arm.
Spider monkey.
That was far away from what I assumed. Okay, next one.
All right, I have high hopes for this one. Even if you haven't seen the movie, you've had to have seen this quote. Bella, where have you been?
At McDonald's.
No. Bella, where have you been, Loca?
I don't know what this means. Continue on.
All right. So, our fourth quote was said by one of the vampires in the movie. You can't trust vampires, dot, dot, dot.
Unless they're dead.
Trust me. A vampire said that. And our final quote. Jake, you really do...
cook really good meatballs.
No. Jake, you really do stink.
So close enough. Some meatballs don't smell that great.
That is fair enough. That is fair enough. So, Seth, you batted 0 for 5 this week. And I just want to say congratulations.
Thank you. I mean, this was my goal.
Yeah. So.
I'm Seth Stark.
And I've been Sam Little. And this has been your Midday Mix on Ignite Radio.
It multiplies.
It grows.
It is relentless. It has become more powerful. It is in every community across this land.
Behind every person who is touched by cancer, there's a growing force fighting all types of cancer in communities across the country. The Canadian Cancer Society. Let's make cancer history. Call 1-888-939-3333 or visit cancer.ca.
If you know just 25 people, you likely know someone who carries the gene that causes cystic fibrosis. And when two carriers have a child, there's a 1 in 4 chance that child will have CF, spending life gasping for air and then dying young. Yes, there's a 1 in 25 chance you're a carrier, but it's an absolute certainty that your support can make a difference. Please visit cysticfibrosis.ca to find out how you can help breathe life into the future.
Hamilton's best hit music station is on the internet.
This is Ignite Radio.
Lamborghinis and they're renting hummus. The party's on, so they're heading downtown. Everybody's looking for a come up, and they wanna know what you're about. Me in the middle with the one I'm loving. We're just trying to figure everything out.
We don't fit in well, 'cause we are just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation.
Stars in your eyes when we're halfway there. Oh, no. I'm
not fazed by all the lights and flashy cameras. Cause with my arms around you, there's no need to care.
We don't fit in well, we are just ourselves. I could use some help getting out of this conversation here. Your looks done in this, don't ask that question here. This is my only fear that we become
beautiful people.
Top designer clothes, front row of fashion shows. What you do and who'd you know inside the world of
beautiful people.
Champagne and rolled up notes, prenups and broken homes. Surrounded but still alone, let's leave the party.
That's not who we are.
We are, we are, we are.
We are not beautiful.
Join the conversation on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Ignite Radio Now.
Okay, it's time that I drop the act. I got it bad for you, baby, is that so bad? I don't know how to tell you that one night in college we almost went home with each other. I kinda wish we had, but we've been dancing around it.
We can tell each other that it's done to try, but you've been busy with the job and got no time. Well, I think love is stupid, and I'm not looking for something exclusive. Oh, we laugh at everybody in relationships. Your dad would probably think that I'm a piece of, but I think we should do this. No excuses, cause we know excuses only get in the way of what I feel for you.
Fog in the mirror,
ghost of yourself. You lost your voice when you asked for help. You wanna run with nowhere to go. Guess I should do better at letting you know. Don't waste time on your demons. Find that space you can breathe in. Not too long till it's over. Rest your head on my shoulder. When we're broken and blinded, we all need someone to guide us home.